Mutta att fåni så jag går upp precis på fåni kollater. Rutna en Krishna journal last year. She was Mary McGee from Derry Hereford. She taught in Derry Hatton School in 1912 or so. And began the teaching profession or whatever it was in Dublin at the time, wherever it came from, to the priest down here, Father Boyle, to get her to resign from the teaching profession down there. And she was sacked because she was an active woman in the Common the Man. And they got some paraphernalia hanging on the handle of the bicycle, like a flag or something, you know. And she went over to Tillinan over there. And she taught 3 years, free graduate for now, and she never got no pay. And she's dead a number of years, but she was married to a Cork man, you know. And she was a good music teacher, and she was a very she passed full with her full honours in all Ireland when she passed her exams for teaching. There's photographs in there. I was asking different ones, you know, and the McGee's live over there, but there are none of them now. They couldn't get the relations, you know, but it'd be interesting to get a relation. But I was telling a fella out here, he worked in Rosapenna. Well, man, he says, that's funny, he says, because he says, I know two daughters of her that came to Rosapenna every year on holidays. That Mary, but she would be, her name now through my head, I forget. She was married to a Cork man anyway, but she was a clever lady. But that shows you what they're doing those days too.
Oh, of course, yeah. Eh? Yeah. But okay. You saw a bit of poetry written by her, Paddy, did you? And the Crisla.
I think you might have to die. She was a great woman, you know. But I don't know where they got the information, because Mary there has relations to live in Derry Harrop, and there would be McGee's, Cahill McGee. But now I must ask Cahill when I see him, would he be anything to them, you know? Because sometimes they might tell you, you know, though, and other times they'd be very reluctant in telling you anything, you know.